Why would Google penalize your website? There are so many reasons why Google may penalize your website that will affect your traffic. Here are a few reasons listed. The first one is duplicate content. This happens for many e-commerce websites, especially as the description and even images are picked up from the manufacturer's site. Using tools like Copyscape, which picks up copied content, helps. The second one is buying links. If you are paying to place links from many websites and doing it by the hundreds, then it's a red flag for Google. Google values sites where likes are gained organically. So make your content so interesting that sites would love to link back to you. Never buy them. The third one is check your website speed. It's so frustrating when a website takes too long to load and no visitor wants to wait for more than a few seconds. Make sure your images are optimized, your website can be divided into subdomains and images can load from a subdomain. You need to compress Java and CSS codes, you need to remove unwanted plugins which eats up memory. And lastly, use servers that are physically located in the country of origin if possible. The fourth one is keyword stuffing. This was followed 15 years ago, but it's a big no-no these days. There are several tools available which tell you which keywords to use and how many times you need to use. Stick to that and don't give in to temptation and overuse the keywords, or else you will be in the penalized list. The fifth point is error pages like 404. Clean up your website and code so that there are absolutely no errors. Again, there are several tools available which you must use to scan periodically and weed out those error pages. Be it 404, 302, 301 or 500, all are bad in the eyes of Google. The sixth point is write fresh meta tags for all the pages of your website. Many websites commit this mistake. Although the content of the page may differ for each page, having the same meta title tags for all the pages is a cue and red alert for Google to mark your website as having duplicate content. So take the trouble of writing fresh meta title tags for each and every web page of your website. The seventh point is domain history. You may not have known it, but you might have unknowingly purchased a domain and built your website on a domain which had a bad reputation earlier. So do your homework properly before you buy that domain. So remember these SEO sins which you must avoid to get that coveted first page on Google position, which every website is vying for. Thanks for listening. This is Meghalai Sendhil Kumar from LBN Tech Solutions, sharing a bit of the SEO gyan I know, which I have been practicing for my clients successfully for many years. Have a lovely day.